Then he told me, "Son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They say, 'We have become old and dry bones. We have lost all hope. Our nation is finished.' Therefore, prophesy and tell them, 'This is what the Serbian Lord says. O my people, I will open the graves of exile and make you rise. When this happens, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you. You will live again, and you will return to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have kept my word.'" If the Lord has spoken, today I want to talk to you about a topic that is a part of daily life, and sometimes we do not know how to face it. We do not know what attitudes to take in the face of certain circumstances that are going to be presented to us in life, because they will come no matter how hard we try, like the ostrich, which digs a hole and sticks his head in there, thinking that by putting his head in the hole, things will pass and end. But it is not like that. It is not like the one who thinks that it's better to move from a country or to another city and things will change. But in the world, Jesus said, we are going to have affliction. It is part of life. It is part of the world itself. And therefore, having those situations that arise, we have to have the wisdom to know how to face them. That is very important. Otherwise, my beloved friends, we will be in trial and error. And there is nothing more frustrating to live in trial and error. There is nothing more frustrating and tougher than feeling disappointed in life. Today, I want to talk to you about disappointment. And I think it has happened to all of us. Who has not ever felt disappointed? All of us have felt immersed in this moments of life in which we have felt disappointed. Do you agree with me, right? And disappointment is a feeling for which we choose to face certain situations that bring us pain, certain hopes that were not fulfilled, certain expectations that were not what we expected. And many times, instead of getting up, we embrace disappointment. It is okay for it to be part of life, but it's not God's plan for each one of us. It is okay for it to be part of life, but it's not what God intended for us. And yes, we are going to live it. But the question is, how are we going to get ahead? How are we going to overcome it? The Bible teaches it in Exodus 9:11, and something else is seen under the sun. The fast do not always win the race. Neither the powerful, not always do they win the battle, nor the wise. Not always, nor do they always have food. Neither do the intelligent always have wealth, nor do those have knowledge always do well. Since a bad moment, an unforeseen event come to everyone. See, the Bible prepares us for that, right? Now we read in the book of Exodus, the declaration of a town that had lost all hope. And there they say, that hope is the last thing that is lost. But I believe that it should never be lost. Hope, it is placed on the correct base, remains, and it is fulfilled. But the people of Israel had gone through complicated situations to such an extent. Look at the comparison he uses. We feel like dry bones now. It doesn't say we feel like a person without strength, but something worse, because when they talk about dry bones, they talk about something that already has no solution, that has ended. We gave up. There is no hope. That is, there is no life. And then the word of God comes, correcting what was perhaps before their eyes, correcting what they were believing, because they considered that everything was over. And told them, "Once I put my spirit within you, you will return to your land and you will feel true joy to understand that disappointment is part of life itself. But you will not choose to adapt it. You will understand that I support you and you will know how to solve it." Time and unseen events, my beloved friends, it happened to all of us without prior notice of crime or an incident or a disease. can produce a lot of anguish and disappointment. The Bible also points out in Proverbs 13:12 that expectations postponed makes us sick, or hope that is postponed or that is not fulfilled or that moves away makes the heart sick, waiting and longing for something good to fulfill us with happiness and joy, but it is not fulfilled soon. Maybe we are filled with a strong feeling of disappointment. I think we've all been through that, right? Imagine the case of someone who is waiting for something. Imagine the case of a woman who has 7 months of pregnancy and lost her child. And every time she sees a child playing in the park, she begins to remember and say that her child will be the same age. They are strong examples that I am giving you. But it is what many are living today. Imagine being expectant with the new business you opened. And when the pandemic arrived, you saw the doors were closed and that nobody wanted to negotiate with you. When you saw an uncertain future, imagine it being in the best moments of your life and feeling happy, having your family achieving many successes, but overnight, you feel bad. You go to the doctor, and the doctor tells you that you have an incurable disease. Day of life's blows. Some will try to throw us to the canvas. Others will try to lead us to the ropes. But that is where I am going to teach you today. I am going to give you some tips so that you can learn to rise up in the Lord. Yes, we suffer when someone disappoints us. Such as when a courtship breaks down, a marriage is cut short, or perhaps a child rebels against you, or you have an unfair parent, or a friend who is ungrateful, or a relative who does not appreciate what you do for him. Since we live among imperfect people, and in difficult times, the chances of being disappointed are very high. Even our own failures can be another reason for disappointment. For example, maybe we feel useless for not passing an exam, or for not getting a job, or for not winning someone's affection. Maybe we can feel disappointment in ourselves when someone we love becomes weak and we are not part of the solution. We feel bad. We are disappointed in ourselves when we do not exceed the expectation of ourselves. And this is strong, right? But then, what can we do to learn to handle disappointment and use it as an instrument of victory in our life? Because not everything is bad. And if it's a part of life, it is also part of the processes that God wants for us to experience. I'm going to give you 5 important points that you can break down there. I hope that it can help you. The first point is to overcome disappointment. Is to understand that we are all going to fail sometime. Idolizing people is a serious mistake. What's more, idolizing ourselves is a serious mistake. Trusting who we are is a serious mistake. That's why the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 3, do not rely on your own prudence. Do not trust in what you know. Do not believe that you are superior to others because you have flaws. The human being was created perfect by God, but when he made the wrong decision, he allowed sin to enter his life, placing a seed of defeat, a seed of error, and therefore everything that is man-made fails. People are going to fail us. Yes, your husband is going to fail you. Your wife is going to fail you. Your children are going to fail you. You at some point, and you are idolizing them. I assure you that when the rebellion comes, what do they do? That suddenly you are not waiting, or they do not do it as you want, you will be disappointed. But how good when we understand that everyone fails and that the only one who does not fail is God. That is important, that we trust someone greater than us, and that we understand that there is only one who will never fail us, and that is God himself. But in the meantime, people are going to fail, and perhaps in some moment you fail someone. So be prepared, because there are people who have expectations of you. But in the end, my beloved friend, we are going to fail. It is a part of life. It is a part of the nature that we carry. But when God reaches our heart, we learn to understand Him. And He helps, and He and this helps us to love and forgive as well. Second, love first. Never expect to be reciprocated. This is important. Never expect anyone from anyone. The only one you have to wait for, because it is really going to reward you. Yes, it is God. But in fact, when you give bread to needy, when you help your brother or your friend, do not expect any pat on your shoulder to say thank you, because you will be disappointed when that does not come. That is why the true love that God teaches us is that give without waiting to be reciprocated. Is the one that gives without waiting for gratitude to occur, to be told that they were very grateful for what you did. Perhaps that will never come. It is like the love of a mother. When the son at some point says to his mother, "Mother, I love you," the mother can tell him, "Before you loved me, I loved you." That's the way the Father is. That's why the Lord forgives us. His grace is infinite. In His great love, He knows what we failed. But I love a repentant heart. And when we tell God that we love Him, His answer is, "Before you loved me, I loved you first." That is wonderful. That will lead you to know what perhaps it was going to happen. But you will not feel disappointed. Now, third, you have to understand what Jesus said to Matthew in chapter 7. A bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree can never bear bad fruit. And a bad tree can never bear good fruit. People, Jesus said, are known by their fruits. Therefore, you have to understand that when there is a heart that has been mistreated, destroyed, and that is under sin, it will fail. It may never be grateful. Man will always be the result of what is in his heart. If you understand that clearly, you are not going to be impressed, and you are not going to be disappointed, because you know that is so. Fourth, learn from what happened and be strengthened in Christ to get back up. It is part of life. You choose it. If you remain prostrated there in the mud of despair, or you in the mud of disappointment, or you say, "Thank you, Lord, because every day you teach me something new," and you come back and you get up, and finally, knowing the purpose of what God is in your life will help you not to expect more than what is designated for you. When you understand what God has for your life, you will not have false expectations. You will hope for the right thing. And the only way for that purpose of God to be revealed in your life is for you to have His Spirit in you. That is why today you must make a decision. Open your heart to the Lord and let Him rule your life and show His will for you. Father, I thank you for this word. Disappointment, Lord, is something strong that many times we will experience, and perhaps some have stayed there. But today I pray to you so that you can be lifted and they can learn, Lord, that there is hope, the true hope that is in you. Help them, Lord. Help them, because you're the only one that can lift them. And a new opportunity, Lord, help us, because without your love and your presence, we couldn't get up. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.